Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we've got one more hour to go, but we've got pressing things to handle. If you are a Tolo, if you're a Folo, if you're a Fatty, if you're a Peach, if you're just a grade A human, you heard the last segment we were doing. We were doing Catholicism, Catholic Pope questions, and I think new guy Jake and Frederick spit the bit. I don't think they knew anything, but multiple choice saved them, and they've now both reached out to their fellow Catholics and have gotten maybe some more stuff in the brain. They're tied up 5-5. I promise you guys we're going to get you some Dallas Stars, Dallas Cowboys, and Dallas Mavs news.
We'll recap everything here in a second.
But we got to finish this off real quickies. The next question that you guys get right is the winner, and it's the ultimate.
Yeah, so it's a grab bag until
There will be no multiple choice written out, and there will be no turns. I'm just going to read the question.
And whoever gets it.
And whoever's right is right.
Okay. By the way, the answer to the last question was tritium.
Easter tritium, yeah.
His girlfriend responded, and I sent it out to my girl Laura as well as my cousin, and both obviously far better Catholics than I am, because both of them within seconds of me sending them the text was able to respond. So,
and I'm not a Catholic, just to preface that.
There you go. His girlfriend is, though, devout.
Yeah, she is.
Devout. She's in a nunnery right now. So,
who is the patron saint of animals and the environment? Which it's a saint something.
Nick.
Saint.
Paul.
Incorrect. Saint Francis of Assisi.
Oh, Assisi?
Assisi, there you go. Which saint
is... What? He's the patron saint of what?
Animals and the environment.
Really?
Which saint...
Dude, they loved him up when I was in Catholic school. That's what he does?
Which saint... That's all he was doing was animals?
I mean, really? No wonder they never told us.
Which saint is known as the little flower? Anybody?
St. Augustine.
Incorrect.
Sarah.
I've actually heard of this saint, so I'm kind of surprised you guys aren't knowing this
he
one.
He said Sarah.
I don't know.
St. Teresa of Lewisex.
Okay, just stop.
Am I saying it wrong?
I don't know what you're saying. Next.
Who is the patron saint of lost items?
The patron saint of lost items?
Joseph. Jack. It's a J.
Jude, Anthony D. Padua, Christopher, or Joseph?
Jude.
You guys suck. Saint Anthony of Padua. You guys still suck.
That's literally my girlfriend's saint. I should know this.
Okay. Which saint is known for her visions of the Virgin Mary of Lourdes?
Mary Magdalene.
Incorrect. Dude, you guys, since I've started taking a multiple choice,
Augustine,
have not even been close. Not even a letter. Saint Bernadette Sabois.
Oh, Bernadette.
That was my second guess.
Who is the patron saint of impossible causes? You've named almost all of them, so at this point you should be able to get it.
Impossible, the Saint Blake. I don't.
No. You got any guess?
Augustine.
Saint Jude.
Oh.
Which saint founded the Jesuit order?
I'm going to go with Saint Anthony.
Incorrect.
St. Christopher.
St.
Ignatius?
Yep.
Damn it.
Yep. Who is the patron saint of mothers? Pretty simple one. Pretty
Mary.
Entry level. Close. Starts with an M. For the win, Fred.
Martha.
Starts with an M.
Dude, you guys are terrible.
He said Mary. You said that was wrong, but it starts with an M?
Yes.
Magdalene.
St. Monica.
Oh.
I shouldn't ask you. I think y'all would literally get every saint question wrong.
The pier?
Which saint is known for founding the missionaries of
charity? You're thinking of Lewinsky. Go ahead. I'm sorry, what?
Which saint is known for founding the missionaries of charity?
Mother Teresa.
You've guessed that 7 times in a row.
I have not.
And it's been wrong every time.
St. Augustine.
Y'all have guessed the same two. You're just flipping them. Augustine and Teresa. Is that the only two saints y'all know?
Teresa.
I'm going to let you know, Augustine, and that Teresa? Is not on here. Not on here. I promise you.
Who was it?
Saint Teresa of Calcutta.
I just said Teresa. How's that not right?
Is that the right one?
He said Mother Teresa. Blake, don't give him the point.
That's Mother Teresa.
Sister Teresa or Saint Teresa of Calcutta. That's not what I heard.
Calcutta. Yeah, where do you think Mother Teresa came from? That's her. Nah. That's me. Nah. That's my answer. That is my... Google it right now. Tell me that's not her.
We're going to the board.
We're throwing a tantrum, Blake.
We're going into the board. Okay. Understand.
Yeah, check the New York.
We're talking to the board. Hey, there's no outside.
I'm right. Mother Teresa was from Calcutta. Are you kidding me right now?
Board's not passing it.
Dude, I'll tell you what. I'm about to throw this bell at somebody's head.
I'm
right.
The board's not passing it. You can't...
Based off what, dude?
The Catholic board has spoken.
No, they haven't.
We've spoken. So many wrong answers with every
Mother
saint.
Teresa of Calcutta. That's who that is.
Mother Teresa died in Calcutta.
Thank you.
Now, while that may be true.
Dude, I won. You know what? I went under press. I'm winning under protest.
Last two minute report came out, and maybe you were right.
No. I was right. Fred wins.
We don't go back on our answers in the Catholic
Church. I don't care. Oh, trust me. Yeah. Fred wins. Thank you.
Okay, if you can get this one, who's the patron saint of travelers? Mr. I know what I'm talking about.
Who's the patron saint of travelers? I don't know, Carmen Sandiego.
Santa Claus.
I mean, what are we talking about here, bro? I already got it right.
St. Augustine.
You said Mother Teresa for every answer and finally got one right.
Yeah, you're like, exactly.
It was St. Christopher.
No, I would guess him every time.
Yeah, you were close. You were close, but I won already, so it doesn't matter. Irrelevant. Irrelevant.
Are we giving him? Should we give him the Tolo? Should we give him the win?
Yeah, because I was right.
I think now.
That's the correct answer.
I think now.
I mean, what are we talking about here?
I'll leave it up to the Tolo.
It took a Catholic 2 seconds to win it.
It did.
Took you 2 seconds to get one right.
It did. Look, I wasn't my finest moment. Maybe this is a sign I need to go back to church. Maybe this is a sign I need to go back to church. And I'm not.
I'm not talking about Mark. That was a Ranger segue. Mark Church.
Well, I'll tell you what we can talk about is the fact that your Texas Rangers are 0-17 with runners in scoring position the last two games. They've now lost 6 straight series after what looked to be kind of a turning point on Tuesday. Bats went crazy, 16 hits, what was it, 8 runs on Tuesday. Everybody was looking good. Fast forward 48 hours later, and Jack Leiter, not great today, battled though, got you what, 5 innings? And
4.
Was it only 4? But meanwhile, once again, your bats.
No, he gave you 5. Excuse me. He gave you 5.
I was gonna say,
he had 4 on runs.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, I was listening to the post game. You know, from a pitching perspective, hey, we'll take that. But your bats, once again, your offense is non-existent. Jake, you're doing a lot of laughing back there. Do you want to share with the class what's so funny?
I was just giggling.
Is it a text message?
No, I don't actually have access to the text messages, unfortunately.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Yeah, way to be a bully, Fred. He's just having a good time with his producers. You want to share with the class what's so funny?
I want to laugh.
Go ahead and bring
it
to the front of the class.
I want to laugh.
Fred's laughing that Blake didn't know who Mother Teresa was.
Fred's a substitute. Let me see the note. Let me see the note. I want to laugh, too.
I want to laugh, too.
Did you actually want to know what was funny?
Because I thought he was reading text messages. So I was
Everyone's
like,
just saying you're right.
Yeah, exactly. I know I am. Thanks.
I wouldn't be laughing at that.
Thanks, fatties. Yeah. I appreciate you.
They said Fred is right. He obviously doesn't know his Catholic,
no,
but he's
doesn't.
Right.
He doesn't.
Guessing Mother Teresa every time and getting it right once does not mean you win. I said that's what I'm
no,
saying.
No, but it does.
Mother
it
Teresa.
Does.
Mother
it
Teresa.
Does.
Mother Teresa. I won!
Because eventually she was the right answer.
What was it? What did she stand for? What was the question I asked?
World peace, baby.
No.
charities.
What was the question I asked for Mother Teresa to be the correct answer?
St. Christopher cared about travel. I know that.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you remember?
It was charities. Yeah, exactly. Right. It's charities.
Missionaries.
Okay. Charities.
Like, you should have thrown me a Santa Claus question. Yeah, I would have killed it.
But he's not Catholic, though.
He's a saint.
St. Nicholas. I'm more of a Krampus fan. Krampus?
Yeah, who's that?
What do you mean, who's that? That's like the evil...
Oh, that's evil. That's Santa. Evil Santa Claus.
Yeah, it's like the urban legend of who Santa Claus really
did
was.
Not know that?
You never heard of Krampus? You never seen the scary movie? Man. Fred wins. He said missionary. Richie and Ennis. What do you think people think of our show?
They love it. They can't get enough of it.
It's 10-11 on a Thursday.
It's 10-11 on a Thursday because you know what they love about us?
And they're listening to us say Mother Teresa 10 times over.
I'll tell you, that's exactly what they love. You know what it is? We are a throwback to old school radio.
Are we?
Yeah, we absolutely are.
Do you think I'm a throwback? Am I vintage?
You are. You are.
So I can
you
say I'm vintage.
Because you know what they love about us is that you're a throwback. I mean, I'm already old. And you get old school with the new.
I feel like that's too broad, though. What is our dynamic other than old school with the new? I think, yeah, you can say that anytime there's an old and young person.
But you know what? But here's the thing. That is a real thing. Mm-hmm. And see, but see, and you're poo-pooing it.
No, I'm not. I want further. I'm not poo-pooing. I think it is true.
I'm just spitballing right now, but I'm telling you, it's the genuine nature of it is what makes it
Fred
ideal.
Is so funny.
Yeah.
I think doing radio with Fred is just funny just because his mannerisms are so...
Demonstrative
from anyone else I know. It's the nature. It's the nature of it.
He's getting sentimental because the Tolos gave him the win.
He really needed that. The Tolos, no! I mean, I'm right.
What is there to say?
Have you seen Mother Teresa? I've never seen her.
Yeah.
Have you? Did they show you that
in
Catholic
school?
Not in
person, school? But I mean...
did she come visit the school?
Dude, Mother Teresa was hot in the 80s. And I mean hot in the sense of like...
Not, popularity.
Yeah, thank you.
I think you could have used a different word.
No, I'm going to say...
Trendy.
Trendy hot. She was hot in the 80s, okay? I'm using lexicon today.
Popping.
She was popping in the 80s. You couldn't go... I mean, Mother Teresa was everywhere. She was viral before viral was being a thing.
Was she the first viral person? Probably Jesus.
No, she was definitely not the first viral person. But I'm just saying from like a religious standpoint... You know, there was no Twitter. We had no social. I'll put it like this.
Describes.
If Mother Teresa had a Twitter account, she'd have 4 or 5 million followers. Easy.
How many would Jesus have?
Easy.
12? Is that a good dad joke?
That's why people like this show. That's why people like this show for that answer right there. Top five. What are we doing? You said you're going to think of it.
Top five. Did you see Shaq? He was saying how much he hated fraternities and sororities today. He went on a whole rant about it and how dumb they are. Okay, let's think about everything we've talked about in the show today.
Yeah.
We've talked about receivers. We've talked about Brandon Lorie. We've talked about beefs.
Do we want to do top five free agents we'd like to see the Cowboys sign?
We can, but... Do the Tolos care? That's what I want. I want the Tolos to care.
Because they know we still need bodies. You mentioned Carl Lawson. That's a fun conversation right there. You know, I say now you're good on defensive ends, but you said no. Look, can you ever have enough pass rush?
I was saying that more jokingly. Like that's not my priority one. You've got to get another pass rusher.
I'm just using it. You know, but that could be maybe that's your number five.
Yeah.
Right? You for some reason are hell bent on Amari Cooper being the number three wide receiver. So for you, Amari Cooper would be your one. He's not even on my honorable mention.
No. He's not my number one.
I'm
being facetious.
Yes, I am. I'm embellishing.
You're embellishing. Yes. Should we just use big words the rest of the show?
Top five big words coming up next right here on What About You the Bet. Stay tuned.
What's the biggest word that you know the actual, like you could use it in a sentence?
Circumlocute.
Whoa. You got me there. Circumvented me with that one. I don't even know where we're going. Your vernacular is off the chain today.
Well, it has its moments.
What does that word mean?
Top five. It's where you got a bunch of stuff that you're thinking about, but you're trying to get one thing in particular that you want to discuss and or point out.
And what was the word again?
Circumlocute.
So locute means, I guess, pinpoint?
Circumlocute.
So locute would probably mean like pinpoint?
Yeah. Well, circum. So like circumference then locute. So, you know, when you break it down, like you said, there you go. Boom.
Okay. I'm learning. New guy, Jake.
And I'll tell you, you want to know real quick. You want to know where I learned that word? Frank Zappa. And you guys both look at me like you have no idea who that
I've
is.
I've heard so. Zappa, but I don't know about Frank.
Well, what Frank Zappa is the original Frank Zappa.
What about top five email names?
That's just making up names. That's terrible. Next.
Top five. Okay, what were we about to say?
He said, that's terrible. Next.
top five Fredisms.
That's stupid, too. Next.
Okay. Top five hockey moments.
I can think of two. Next. Miko in game seven. Miko last night. Next.
top five jerseys worn in the playoffs.
We've done top five jerseys so many times, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, what do you mean top five jerseys worn in the playoffs? I mean, that's just top five jerseys. Like, that's at that point, we're just players. Why don't we just do top five for you? Because you even did a segment on it. Top five guys that you'd like to see the Cowboys sign.
I don't want to list five guys.
Because what? Because you can only think of three? I mean, you had four. First time in top five history where Blake didn't even just punt it on a fifth one.
Well, I've never actually watched five show finales, so whenever five is open. Ross, go ahead, take it away.
Is that what I sound like in your head?
And then here was number four. Game six of the 2011 NBA championships.
It's like I'm done, bro. Just mute his mic until we come back to number three.
I did say that.
I know. I was there.
Is this how you view me, Fred?
Huh?
Is this how you view me when I'm talking over here on this side?
This is why they love our show right here.
You know what?
The friendly, combative banner.
It's an interesting dynamic because you see me. You're seeing me right now from over there.
Yeah, I've got eyes that work, yes.
No, hey, don't disparage.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Just because I can't read doesn't mean I can't see. All right,
Helen, I wouldn't go too far with the vision. I wouldn't go too far with the vision. But
you can hear, though.
You get an interesting perspective that me and Jacob don't get. You get to see both of us in your little Fred world.
What do you mean I get to see you both? I mean, what are you talking about? What does that mean?
I think it's pretty simple. You get to see. Do you not? Okay.
Where are you going with this?
Tell me I'm tripping and we can go to break.
What's the top five?
I thought we just said it, top five positions or whatever.
Oh, so now you're good with that?
That's cool.
Because 30 seconds ago, you didn't like it.
It's cool or whatever. But what I'm saying is, you're never walking down the street and you go, wow, there's whole different perspectives going on.
The stuff that's in my head goes in their head.
It's completely different.
Because here's where...
What if I was in their body? You don't ever do... I do that when I'm walking around. I'm like, wow, if I could be in... Old guy in the trench coat walking down. That's a whole different body.
Old guy in the trench coat. That's the body you want to be in. Old guy
that's
in the
trench. What I said.
What are you streaking and flashing people on the streets?
I said O-L-E.
Old guy in the trench coat.
E.
What are you wearing under the trench coat?
You're wrong. I said O-L-E, not old.
Oh, so that makes a difference.
I'm just saying old guy that happens to have a trench
coat. In a trench coat.
Okay,
of all the things you could come up with.
In a suit, whatever. Yeah. And you're like, wow, he's got a whole different problems than I have. Whole different mindset.
Yeah.
He's listening to different music.
But I don't think that way with you too because I have children your age. So I'm already kind of well-versed.
Into what's in our head?
In y'all's, yes.
So what's in me and new guy Jake's head then?
Right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are we doing for the top five? That's Blake. That's Jake. I'm Fred. Coming up next, top five
Catholic trivia questions.
Free agents that we'd like to see the Cowboys go get. Who are they? Stick around. We'll tell you next.
I have a feeling that maybe I'm getting a little too comfortable on the radio because I'm really just talking to you guys like it's just Jacob and Fred in here. So I understand we're on the radio airwaves and all you guys are listening. And I hope you guys appreciate Blake's style of radio, but this is who I'll always be, unfortunately.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We just going to be acting like you guys aren't here in a good way. I'm just talking candid with you guys. So hopefully you guys are enjoying that. We're going to be doing top five at 10:20. It actually is at 10:20 today because we're not on until midnight like we will be tomorrow, 9 p.m. to midnight. We'll be following the Texas Rangers postgame show. They are going to be in Detroit. They're in Detroit, right? Or are they just playing Detroit?
No, they're in Detroit.
That's what I thought. Okay. So they're in Detroit playing the Tigers tomorrow, who have been rallying.
They're riled up.
They're good.
They're a good team.
That's what I'm trying to say. Detroit Tigers are a good team.
They got to face Scooble tomorrow, too.
Ooh. Who's on the bump for the Rangers? DeGrom? Evaldi? Probably Evaldi.
Might be DeGrom. Corbin.
Patrick Corbin. Oof. Not feeling too crazy about him versus Tarek Skubal, but either way, we'll wait and see. Do you have five guys? What a goal by Edmonton, by the way.
I got six guys.
You got six guys, so that's always a sure bet. I've got a bunch of guys. Fred, do you still want to start us off, or do you want me to start off while you look up some more names? Okay, so Frederick is still looking up names. He's having trouble. I just got over the cap here, and I'm just looking at free agents, and I'm just going through the list, seeing if I like the guys. And if I want to add them to the list of players for your Dallas Cowboys, my number one, he got 27% of snaps last year with the Carolina Panthers, interior defensive lineman. Give me Deshaun Williams. Just give me another big body to compete at that nose tackle position. We got Jay Toya out of UCLA. We got Mozzie Smith. I'm all for competition at the defensive tackle, nose tackle position. You don't have enough bodies. I just need big boys. Eat up a double team. You can have zero sacks all year. Eat up a double team, and Blake will be happy. Number five for Frederick Davis is
Nick Chubb.
There you go. I like it.
Nick Chubb. It's one of them deals where you can never have enough running backs. It's going to be, obviously nothing's going to be guaranteed at this stage of his career. You can give him an incentive-based contract. And if he makes your roster and, if you went into training camp, because let's think of it this way. And I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility, because one thing about Marty Schottenheimer, and this is where I think we're, for any of my old school Chiefs fans, and this is where the real Chiefs fans are going to come out.
That was the top five guys wearing trench coats.
Dylon Blake. But Marty Schottenheimer, one of his hallmarks back in his day was, I think it's like, I can't remember if it's Monday or Tuesday. I think it's Tuesday, where NFL teams can bring in guys every week to try out for different positions, right? Every week, Marty Schottenheimer would bring in a different position group.
Is that still a thing?
I'm sure it is. I'm sure. I just don't think it's near as pronounced as it used to be, right? But yeah, you can bring it. I mean, I think it's one of them deals where you can, I think now you can just bring in guys whenever, right? It just depends on what your schedule is. But I think in the NFL back in the day, it used to be like a set day, Tuesday or Wednesday.
Late goal by the Vegas Golden Knights to take a lead as Edmonton just tied it up.
Well, you still got a minute 50 left to go in the second period. But my point is that Schottenheimer would do it when practice was still going on, and so guys would see guys trying out, and so it was to try to kind of do a little mental maneuvering where it's like, all right, maybe your position's next, maybe you got something to worry about. So you go in with the running back group that last year we knew nothing about, outside of you were hoping you'd get something out of Rico Daddle. You knew Zeke had nothing left in the tank, and then it was a bunch of guys that you'd never heard of. This year, if you went in with two draft picks, Javonte, Miles Sanders, and a Nick Chubb, that's a productive, competitive group, and you're going to get a lot of competition, and you're going to feel good about whoever emerges from that group. So give me Nick Chubb at number five.
Number five, Jacob.
So my number five, I went with a little bit of a veteran in the linebacker room. I went with C.J. Mosley. Mm. Maybe lead those guys along their way. Mm-hmm. Maybe help bring Overshown back from an injury.
I like it.
Good guy in the room.
I was kicking the tires on throwing him on my list
as
well.
I like C.J.
All right, you're number four.
My number four, they don't really need a safety, but this guy's a stud, Justin Simmons.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Too good to be on that list.
I was going to say.
Yeah. I didn't put him on my list, but he'll be an honorary on my list. Yeah, he would be your best safety on the team, I think. I think he'd be the best safety you have on the roster if you sign him. Unless he took off some huge drop-off that I'm unaware of.
No, I don't think you're wrong for that. I don't think you're wrong for that. My number four, John Jenkins, defensive tackle. All right. This guy's been, he was what, a third-round pick in like 2013, 2014. He gives you kind of Linval Joseph vibes, okay? Who Linval Joseph was a guy that you added late in training camp and played all 17 games for you this past season. And again, was a spot rotational guy. You could use that, take up blockers, you know, so on and so forth. John Jenkins, good locker room guy, professional, been there, done that. So give me John Jenkins at number four. Plus, to your point, Blake, it gives you a position in that interior defensive line that you could always use a little depth at.
My number four, you've already said it. You gave all the reasons for it. Give me Nick Chubb. Bringing another guy. I mean, we can cut Miles Sanders. We can trade him for a 15th round pick, whatever it costs. Give me Nick Chubb, Jaden Blue, and Javonte Williams. I feel a lot better about that running back room. Yeah. At least 1.5 of those guys would turn out.
Hands down. Hands down. All right, what's your number three?
My number three, because he's going to be wide receiver number three.
Mm. Amari Cooper.
Amari Cooper to the Dallas freaking Cowboys. Imagine if your wide receiver three was once your wide receiver one 5 years ago. He left. Comes back, is still a top five route runner, and can make, if you've got double coverage on CeeDee, you got single on Pickens, you got single on Ferguson, I mean, who's covering Amari Cooper? Fred Davis out there? You've got a nickel corner who's gotten three snaps all game, and now all of a sudden he's got to cover Amari freaking Cooper. Amari Cooper might have 12 touchdowns if he was your wide receiver three. Give me Amari Cooper for the buzzer.
That's the most long-winded explanation for a guy that be lucky to have 20 catches next season. My number three, Kendall Fuller. I like Kendall Fuller. He's kind of what Stephen Gilmore was when you got Stephon. Him a couple years. He's what Stephon Gilmore was a couple years ago. All right, solid, great, and plus he's great, solid, dependable, and knows the division. So there's something to be said for that.
Can we settle down on something? I corrected you on it, but I think I shouldn't have had to. Stephon, why is that a name that people do rather than Stephen? I think that's a problem. And I can't talk too loud because I know someone that his name is Stephon that, continue, but why do we use that name, Stephon?
I mean, you'd have to ask somebody that's name is Stephon.
Why do we allow that in society?
I mean, my cousin Steve, a.k.a. Steven.
Stevon.
I've never even thought about calling him Stevon. I might start doing that now.
But it's usually S-T-E-P-H-A-N when people say Stephon. What if instead of Steven Jones, you call him Stephon Jones?
Stephon Jones. But again, I think he spells his with a P-H, though, doesn't he?
I think that P-H is usually where the Stephon comes from.
Yeah.
But why?
Again, 877-81-1053. If you're a Stephon, 877-81-1053. Why are you a Stephon?
It just feels like one of those things we just allowed, and it's just kind of crazy that we allow people to be walking around named Stephon.
I mean, is it really that wild that we allow them? I mean, you allow them. I mean, what are we going to do? Drag them into a dungeon? I mean, what do you mean we allow them to be Stephon?
I mean, it's Steven.
Okay, well, tomato, tomato.
Stephon just feels extra.
There's not enough Stefans out there either.
Stefanski.
That's the only one I can think of.
Stefanski. What's your number three?
So my number three, I went with wide receiver also. Took everything out of me to not put Kadarius Toney on this list because he did retire to become a rapper. I went with Keenan Allen.
Mm. Okay.
Kind of a
hometown bias there, but I'm not mad at you.
He's a fossil, but I mean, he can work a little drag route every once in a while, so why not?
He's a fossil. And what's your number two?
Oh, my number two.
Snake draft.
Absolutely no reason to have this on here, but I thought it'd be fun in case Donovan Ezeroku doesn't work out. Von Miller.
There we go.
Okay. I like where your head's at.
DeMarcus Lawrence guy, let's bring in Von Miller.
Hey, seriously.
DeMarcus Ware, too. Might as well.
I mean, if we're not worried about culture, the hell with it. My number two, already been mentioned. I went
with it is not a black thing. I know both of the Stephons I'm referring to are white. They just said it's
you
a
know,
black
it's funny you say
both
that because I know a white guy named Stephon.
They're both white.
From Houston, so absolutely. My number two, Justin Simmons as well. You've already mentioned it. Look, if you're... Look, clearly the Cowboys are dead set on making the playoffs this year. Like, last year was an anomaly for them. Hey, they're going all in. You don't make a move for George Pickens and expect to go 7-10. So if we're taking it that serious, let's go ahead and add Justin Simmons to the mix.
Number two, I've been clamoring for this guy for a hot minute. Give me son of a great. Give me Asante Samuel Jr.
Yeah.
I think it gives you some versatility in the defensive back room.
At the cornerback spot.
It gives you another young.
Might play wide receiver too. I don't know. You just have to wait and see.
It gives you just another young personnel in there. And I think it's in that George Pickens where you've seen the talent. He's not the George Pickens talent, but
yeah, no.
You've seen some of the flashes, had some immaturity, had some.
He just gets hurt a lot.
But give me Asante Samuel Jr. for a 1-year rental. And if it turns out, great. Give me him. Cheap.
Because you're going to need bodies. Some defensive back help.
I still think you just need bodies in the defensive back room.
I don't disagree. What's number one?
Because how many bodies do we have? Healthy bodies. Diggs? No, we can't say that.
I mean, if you're Bland. Saying healthy, then why do you keep saying that?
I said Diggs.
No, Diggs. No, listen. Healthy bodies. Diggs. No, you said it yourself. It's not healthy.
I was correct. So healthy, Blake. Bland. Kyer Elam.
Are we convinced Kalen Carson's healthy?
I don't know.
We haven't heard squat about Kalen Carson.
Is he starting? Is Kalen, he a backup? Is he hurt?
877-881-1053. Let's get Kalen on the show.
Josh Butler. Apparently there's like murmurs about him being somewhat important in this room next year.
Yeah.
He's
made a comeback
Izzy McQuamu. Yeah. And is anybody else?
Chevelle, who's currently would be on the pup list. So yeah, so he's not
like
healthy.
in a perfect world, Ravel and Diggs being healthy, we're not having this conversation. We're like, you got three, you've got some young guys,
grab somebody. Yeah.
We're not having this. But two of the guys that we have penciled in as starters are currently hurt.
Yeah. No, I don't blame you.
So my number one is Mike Hilton, another corner.
Okay, I don't like
for all the same reason I just gave.
My number one is James Bradbury, former Philadelphia Eagle. A couple years ago, was one of the best cornerbacks, one of the highest rated guys. Now, of course, he's coming off an injury as well, but again, knows the conference, veteran guy, been there, done that.
So James Bradbury?
I did say James Bradbury.
Get him far away from my football team. I just have a hard bias because I've seen him in the division for the Eagles and the Giants, I want to say, both teams.
Mm.
Yeah, I want to say he's played for both.
James Baldberry.
I want to say he's played for both, and he's gotten cooked in both times in that division by CeeDee Lamb, by any receiver.
Who hasn't been cooked by CeeDee Lamb?
I want him far away from my division.
No, I like James Bradbury.
I just
Bradbury.
Seen him get cooked too many times.
I like James Bradbury. It says Mike Hilton, who's probably been cooked by everybody else, too. I mean, pick your poison, all right?
But James Bradbury I've seen up close in Cowboys Stadium.
Mike Hilton, you're like, no.
It's out of far.
They didn't make the playoffs.
So any corner you could bring him in, I'm not disparaging. I'm just asking. Any corner that's a free agent, James Bradbury would be top.
I'm rolling the dice on JB. Okay. I'm rolling the dice on JB. I like the divisional aspect of it.
Bickerstaff. Okay, Jacob, take us home.
Before I get to my number one, we are essentially throwing character concerns to the wayside.
Oh, absolutely. We could care less.
And
in fact, the more the better.
The Cowboys did just get a deep threat, but they didn't get a guy who's got the speed to take a top of a defense. So this guy's technically a free agent. In my honorable mention, Henry Ruggs.
But here's the problem. You're only going to get his rights.
You're right. But
he's not eligible to come back till next year.
It's like calling dibs. You know, it's like calling shotgun. you're not in the seat until you're in the truck.
Could you imagine the outcry if you put
Wait,
in a
Pickens
if,
and then Ruggs
if you decided well come on let's saying, not com- let's com- not throw
yeah, they're not but I'm saying the
how
combo
many people has Pickens killed
wow
just saying
just DBs when he runs by them go ahead and slap your knee
my man went DBs Henry ankles. Ruggs we get it he's got a year to incubate in the Nevada penal system but
you know he's got his skills I mean
We've
nice
heard scouts insider saying this guy's come a long way.
You know, some guys that are also free agents, Tyler Boyd, who was once part of the best wide receiver room.
Yeah.
Just a free agent, just sitting out there. No one's giving him a contract.
No one's worried about him.
Stephon Gilmore, free agent. Is Devondre Campbell going to get a contract? We talked about this last year. Remember when he was the one that walked off the field for the Niners?
No. No, he's done. No, his
Isn't
NFL
that crazy?
Career is over.
He's not a bad player.
No, he wasn't. He was an all-pro like three or four seasons ago. But when you quit in the middle of a game,
that'll NFL GMs will take note.
I mean, you don't, you know, in the same way that Shador thought he was going to try to rewrite the pre-draft process, there's certain things you just don't push back against in the NFL. And when you do, you get blackballed.
So. Nelson Agholor, free agent. Remember him? Eagles legend.
I tell you what, Nelson Agholor, the one thing I say about that guy, though, is Ravens legend.
It's just kind of weird how people fade out. Like, we just don't know. Yeah, we're like, when do they stop getting contracts?
Guys like those, though, will find us, will latch on. Look.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The guys are working at their local LA Fitness, working at their local Lifetime, working at their local Absolute Recomp. They'll be all right.
Raekwon Davis, I feel like I remember that name. Brandon Graham. Edge for the Eagles, free agent. Did he retire?
He retired. I was going to say, I thought he retired.
He like tore his tricep or something.
And then came back in the Super Bowl, but then retired. So yeah, he's done.
Tyler Huntley, quarterback. No contract for him.
He's not a bad quarterback.
But I feel like he's like always a backup for somebody. He was a backup last for the Dolphins.
He'll find a spot.
Jamal Williams, running back that once led the NFL in touchdowns, 2 years ago? Not in the NFL right now.
Mr. Zesty himself.
No, don't do that. He's a Naruto legend. A lot of kickers.
You haven't heard some of them. Did you see some of those New Orleans Saint one-on-ones he did?
Yeah, he's cool. He's like the most liked player in the NFL. Jamal Williams.
Okay.
Tyus Bowser. I remember him. Cam Akers.
Dude, no one's signing Cam Akers.
Cameron Sutton, cornerback for the Steelers.
No.
None of these names.
No.
Gerald Everett. You know him.
Was he like tight end 7?
Wow. He was on the Bears last year. He sucks.
Shaq Thompson, Carlos Watkins.
Rams, I think, for a minute. I would think he was with the Seahawks for a hot minute, too.
It's just crazy, these names. What about Sione Tatatakaki?
Okay, you've gone too far. Last segment coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Buckle up, Tolos, because we've got the longest closing segment in Fan After Dark history. It is 10:43. We're going to 10:57. That is what, 13 minutes?
We've got 13 minutes left. 57:05, boys.
Is 13 minutes enough?
Well, depends on what she says.
Oh, no, I was just saying for us to talk about our last couple. Didn't mean for you to sexualize that comment, Frederick.
Oh, Mr. Bust. Mark that. What'd he say?
What are your thoughts on me and Jacob?
I love both of you. Like foster kids.
I watched a movie about foster children.
Yeah?
What movie was it?
It was actually a show, and it was you.
Did you finish the last season?
I mean...
No way, you've seen it?
Is it worth it? Dude. I got two episodes in with Shorty last night, and she's like, yeah, this show sucks now. They really went downhill.
Oh, no. No, okay, so I'll say this. I am very aware of the negative feedback because I had the same thought process.
Bro, season four ended really good, I think.
Season four is the best season. But season five, because of the plot twist, season five, the first two episodes, you get introduced to the new girl, and me, as well as Shorty, as well as the rest of the internet, don't love the new girl. And I bet you there's a 92% chance that's why she's saying it, because we all love a good side character, and it's usually Joe Goldberg's love interest.
Yeah.
And in season five, it's like, really? That's what we picked for the final one? Because it's the final season. It's like, that's what we picked?
The final final.
As far as her exterior, interior, like, even the girls, it's like, there's nothing really like her personality.
Yeah.
They're saying she looks like Lord Farquaad. So
she's kind of a bad actor, too.
Not a great actor, actress, if you will.
Yeah.
But it's worth it.
But it's worth it. I'm telling you, the plot twist, I don't want to spoil it at all, because that's all season five is, this plot twist.
Yeah.
People coming back in. I don't want to spoil it. Very much worth it. The best season. Season five and first. Because episode four, five, and six are like
a whole,
they're like a whole season in themselves. You're like, oh, wow. This is a lot going on, because they have to wrap everything up. So all these things that's been happening, it's like, oh, comes to an end. This, that, and the other. Season four,
that's what I
mean. Second place. Season one, third place. Season two and three, third place. But he's a foster child. So that's what it came up. Joe Goldberg. Is he was put in the foster. He was
in real life or just in the show?
No, in the show.
That killed his dad.
Yeah.
He killed his dad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not that much of a spoiler. They show that in the first season.
No.
He kills his dad. Mom puts him in a boys and girls foster home.
Okay.
And then he resents her. And then when you see season five, you're like, oh, wow, it all comes back together. This is why he's acted like this, because of his childhood, if you will. That's not really spoiling that.
Childhood trauma.
Yeah.
Serious, people. Fix it.
Yeah. Fix it. If you learn nothing else from us, fix your childhood trauma.
Boy,
you don't want it to lead into your friendships, your relationships, your work life. I Tolos, fatties.
Baggage you don't need.
Yeah. I just hope that whatever you're going through in your work life, whether you're doing delivery, whether you're driving a truck right now, whether you're
pushing
at the
rhymes
house,
like weight.
Pushing rhymes, whether you're, what's another job people do at night? Serving, maybe I don't think
sex work. I mean, you asked.
You think they're listening? With an AirPod on in the corner of Harry Hines?
Shout out to all my hookers and johns on Harry Hines.
They're people, too.
What do you think the most peculiar job that goes on is that someone's listening to us? Like, someone who's listening to us that does a peculiar job, what do you think the most peculiar job is? I think all the jobs that we list are pretty standard.
Do we think there's any goons out there? Any assassins?
Don't say goons.
Gooners and goons.
Don't say goon.
When I say goon, I'm not referring to what you're referring to. So I just wonder if there's any like...
Tolo Go members?
You know, what do they call it? Like, what was...
Assassin's Creed?
No.
Hitmen? You think there's any hired guns listening to us?
Oh, I think there are. I absolutely do.
You thought like mobsters?
Active hired guns, like in the process
Here's my question. What kind of organized crime do we think there is in Dallas?
Wow.
Or in the DFW.
What kind of organized crime is there not in Dallas?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, what kind of organized crime do we think there is? Like, I mean, we know there's probably gangs. Do we think there's like mafia types?
Probably gangs?
Yeah, there's definitely mafia types.
No, I know there's gangs, but I'm saying, do we think there's mafia here in
Dallas? Yeah, there's a lot of money here.
Probably, yeah.
There's a lot of money here in Dallas.
Okay, so that's my point.
Yeah, I mean, and you don't get a lot of money without someone controlling the money. We know this.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but the mafia is not what it used
what
to
do we
be,
think,
is what
now,
I'm saying.
Now, here's the better question. What do you think the name of the mafia and or gang is?
That's what I'm...
You're picking
up what I'm putting
down.
So
we're
down.
Doing the radio
so
show
So my
for.
Question... I can care less what they're called. My thing is, I want the enforcer, the guys that, you know...
There's a good one. The enforcers.
Okay, the gangs don't have... This isn't like a fantasy football team, okay? All right? Like, this is life and death. These are real humans.
So you don't think they have a name? They just join the group? They got to have a name.
I want to say they're named after like a family.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't see that's what my point is. You got what?
St. Benedict's.
Bloods, the Crips.
The Davises.
Boring.
Okay.
Teresa's.
Yeah.
The Benedicts.
No, and I wish you would tell a Blood or a Crip to their face that their gang names are boring.
I said no. You just said gang. You just said Bloods, Crips. I said, what's their name of their gang?
Well, you said boring too.
Well, that's not the name of their gang.
You disparaged the gangsters.
You're not going to do that to me. You're not going to do that to me.
You pretty much did. You pretty much disparaged the Bloods and the Crips.
That's not what I said.
Bloods and the Crips, if you're listening, 877-881-1053.
My name is Fred Davis.
Do you feel like Blake just insulted your organization?
Which of us would have the best mafia last name? Like the Elliots, the Davises.
The Elliots sounds just fearing. I wouldn't want to come anywhere near the Elliots.
I would come.
When I think of Wow. Okay. All right. Mark that.
We know how Jacob feels about our game.
Feels about it. Okay.
He's taking a different tack as to how he's going to assert his dominance. It's interesting.
I love how he knew where it was going. He just had to stop.
I see how you do guys. I see how you guys do things in Chicago. There's a lot of Polish gangs in Chicago, if I'm not mistaken.
Pajimski.
Yeah.
Brando.
There you go.
You still haven't come up with one cool gang name.
I'll tell you what, because I could care less. I want to meet the gangsters themselves. I could care less what the name is.
What would the Dallas Cowboys gang name be?
I mean, I don't care what the name of the gang is. No one cares. I want to know the people that run the gang.
Well, we know who's in it. Dak.
Do we?
Who runs the Dallas Cowboys
gang? I want to talk to a real live gangster.
I would say probably Tyler Booker now. Is he running the gang?
No.
You think your interaction earlier guy runs a gang?
Who?
You think your interaction earlier, that guy might run a gang?
Who, George Pickens?
No. Earlier to this afternoon?
Oh.
Devontae?
Oh. Not talking about Adams or Smith.
Oh, you mean in the gayborhood?
We got 6 minutes.
Yeah, you can tell the story. You said you're going to tell the story.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a fitting time.
I'll tell you what. What a day today.
Cut to the chase, brother.
I'll tell you what. Fred's driving to work today and, you know, got here a little bit early and wanted something to eat. Had a hankering for a hamburger. But I'm burnt out. Well, I'm sorry. What? See, I don't need you adding your little ad-libs, okay? I don't need your little quips or your ad-libs to the story, all right?
You said you were hankering for meat.
I said I was hankering for a hamburger, all right? Let's get it straight.
Well, yeah, let's get it straight.
Yeah, let's get it straight. It's the theme of the show right today, okay? Keeping it straight. So, I'm driving down Oaklawn like I do every time I come to work.
As opposed to walking.
And as opposed to, you know,
bicycling.
Freestyling down the street, okay?
I think we should start biking more.
And so I should, right? All the way from Louisville. So, I'm burnt out on Mickey D's, okay? Like, you and I have decided we're burnt out on Mickey D's. So, I Google burgers on the GPS and it says Mary's Hamburger, okay? I don't know anything about it other than it's got a 4.9 on Yelp and everything looks good.
Okay? I'm sure it did.
I didn't know that was in the gayborhood, okay? My man, Devontae, shout out, wearing pink booty shorts. And
is this like a work attire? Were they all dressed this way or just...
Yeah, what were the rest of the staff look like?
Only,
like
a male Hooters? He was the only one wearing...
Do you think he saw you walking up and said, I'll take him?
Well, he was the bartender.
You chose it at the bar.
No, I walked up to the bar with my menu because I didn't know what was going on when I... I'll be honest.
Are we hearing this? He was the bartender. Was the bar the only open seating?
You had an entire... I mean, the restaurant was open. But he's standing there, okay? Now, mind you, when I walk in, I don't see the pink booty shorts until I walk up to the bar.
Wait, what? So he was standing there, but you didn't see the shorts, but he got behind the bar, and then you saw the shorts?
As I walked up to the bar, I can
took
see...
a little peek.
What were your immediate thoughts walking up to the bar?
I was like, oh, okay, so everything's gay in the gayborhood. I'd never been to a gay burger joint, okay? Like, everything's gay in the gayborhood.
You said he was the only guy dressed like that, though.
Yeah, that I saw. I mean, what do you think I did? What do you think I did? A restaurant inspection? I went there to get a freaking hamburger, man. Okay?
You didn't check the back?
No.
You need to be the guy that's got to inspect that
restaurant. No, I didn't. Okay? I went there to get a hamburger. I didn't know what I was walking into. All right? So okay, I walked continue. In and just told him, I was like, look, man. Here to get a cheeseburger.
Are you scared? Look, man, I'm just here to get a cheeseburger. He's not going to attack you.
No, I didn't say he did. So he explained to me what burgers were good. I went with...
his choice?
I don't remember what it was. Like some cheeseburger with barbecue sauce. So I said, I'll sit outside. Which I did. And... Devontae was super friendly.
How so?
Yeah, elaborate.
What was it? Well, he told me what his work schedule was. He told me that he wasn't the cook that night, but he does throw down at home.
A wink in there?
He shook my hand. He gave me dap. He tapped my shoulder.
Tapped?
I don't think it was a tap. I think it was more of a caress.
More of kind of, hey. And he was just very, very persistent and yet.
What were your remarks? All this time when he's saying stuff, was it a ha ha ha, I do radio, you should come listen, or a okay, cool, bye?
I mean, I mentioned, he's like, so what do you do? I said, well, 105 through the fan, and he had no
recollection or idea what 105 through the fan
See, I immediately throw in Jerry Jones or Cowboys very quickly after the fan for anybody who doesn't know. Oh, I've heard of Jerry Jones. Well, I know the Cowboys.
Here's the thing. I used to do that, but then people kind of placate you and they're like, oh, yeah, I know that. No, you don't. Yeah. No, you don't. Because anybody in Dallas knows who Jerry Jones is, all right?
Probably people outside of Dallas.
I was going to say, but whether you know who 105 the fan is a different story, well, right?
Let us know if you're a real fan.
I was going to say, that lets me know if you're a real one or not. It was just kind of, just a little banter back and forth. And again, I was just taken aback at his just sheer, I don't know, friendliness, I guess, for lack of a better phrase, is the best way I can put it.
And so is this your way of saying you'll be back?
Look, I wasn't aware of the gayborhood here in Dallas, and I'd never been to a gay burger joint. And I may
would you say the burger was?
I may regret saying this. Best burger I've had since I've been in Dallas.
Safe to say Devontae will see you again.
It's possible.
We'll go together. I don't know if that.
Did it make the all meat team Dallas?
Oh. Hands down, all meat.
I don't know if that's better if we go together.
I don't know if it would be either. Because at that point, but look, you know what? Maybe we should. Because maybe at that point, he'll devote more of his attention to you than me.
I'm going to walk in with a picture. I'm going to walk in with that shirt my girlfriend buys.
I mean, as long as we don't walk in holding hands, I think we'll be okay.
We're going to the gym tomorrow, right? Hooping?
Yeah, we'll go after. I got to go take my truck in at 2:30 and get it looked at. And then after we're done with that.
Well, there you go. Fan After Dark will have a live hoop session tomorrow.
10 seconds.
And we'll let you know how the hoop session went. 9 to midnight tomorrow. Do not forget, after Rangers post game. Good night. God bless. Deuces.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.